عن جابر رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مات حامل القرآن أوحى الله إلى الأرض ألا تأكلي لحمة قالت إلهي كيف آكل لحمه وكلامك في جوفي أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. ابن الحجر الأسقلاني الحافظ, we refer to him as Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar, one of the greatest, if not the greatest of the muhaddithin, of the scholars of Islam. The author of Fathul Bari, the choicest, most celebrated commentary on the authentic compilation of ahadith of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari. Ibn Hajar narrates in his book Zahrul Firdaus, he narrates from the hadith of Jabir, the illustrious companion of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayh, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who dies, man mata, aw idha mata hamil al-Qur'an, if the carrier of the Qur'an, meaning hafid al-Qur'an, one who carries the Qur'an in their hearts, idha mata hamil al-Qur'an, if the hafid passes away, if he dies, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commands the earth, and he says to the earth, أَلَّا تَأْكُلِ لَحْمَ, do not devour the flesh of my servant. This is something that has been guaranteed for who? For the Anbiya. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى حرم على الأرض أن تأكل أجساد الأنبياء وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى, he has prohibited the earth from eating the flesh of the أنبياء, of the prophets of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, of the شهداء. And that is why in the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who we consider to be the fifth of the Khulafa Rashideen, not chronologically, but in terms of their piety and their character, that during his time as Khalifa, the area next to the Wadi that runs by Uhud was flooded and the bodies of the Shuhada were exposed. And this is now many, many years after the Battle of Uhud. Decades after the Battle of Uhud, yet their bodies were as fresh as the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them their martyrdom. And then according to this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this honor to the Huffaz, to those that carry the Quran in their hearts. But that doesn't just mean to memorize. That doesn't just mean to memorize. Actual fact, the hadith in At-Tirmidhi, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us three attributes of the true Hafid al-Quran. The one who will be granted this nobility and guaranteed a place in Jannah. Who are they? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ القرآن واستظهره فأحل حلاله وحرم حرامه أدخل الله به الجنة وشفعه في عشرة من أهل بيتي كلهم قد وجبت لهم النار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whoever reads the Quran and memorizes it, makes lawful in it that which Allah has made lawful, and makes unlawful in it that which Allah has made unlawful. In other words, they live by it. They live by it. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنُّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَا فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if there comes to you from me a guidance. The Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. If this guidance comes to you, the guidance of the Quran, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعْ هُدَايَ, whoever follows that guidance. Can't just read and not follow. Must read and follow. فَمَنِ اتَّبَعْ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضُلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. The one who follows that Quran, who implements it into their lives, they will never go astray. They will not experience any misery on the dunya, nor will they experience وَلَا يَشْقَى فِي الْآخِرِ. لَا يَضِلُّ فِي الدُّنْيَا. They won't go astray on the dunya. The Quran will keep them. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. In words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will carry them on that huda. If we live by the Quran will keep us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Look at Surah al-Fatiha. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. There's the dua. Oh Allah, keep us on the straight path, the path of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace upon, not the path of those who have earned thy wrath, nor those who have gone astray. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, ألف لام ميم. This is the book, the elevated book, ذلك, because ذلك literally means that, but here it means this, because the lam of distance is for elevation. It's for elevation. This elevated book, la raiba fi, in it there is no doubt, it is a guidance for those who are mindful of Allah. Those who present themselves. In other words, those who embrace this hidayah of Allah. Remember, there are two types of hidayah. Hidayatul Dilala and Hidayatul Ma'una. Hidayatul Dilala is the guidance of showing. The guidance of showing. Like you ask me, where's the door? I show you where the door is. That is Hidayatul Dilala. But there's something else called Hidayatul Ma'una. That is divine guidance, which only comes from Allah. Hidayatul Dilala, the Prophet was given Hidayatul Dilala. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Indeed, you guide to a straight path, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as the last and final messenger of Allah to show us the path. He came to show us the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He drew it in the sand. هذا صراط المستقيم يدعو إلى الجنة. This is the straight path of Allah. It takes you to Jannah. He came to show us. But he wasn't given Hidayatul Ma'una. Because when Abu Talib was on his deathbed and the Prophet ﷺ was trying to get him to say the kalima, he didn't say it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Indeed, you know that you do not guide whom you love, but Allah guides whom it pleases Him to guide. So we have to be mindful and conscious of Allah in our daily lives. We have to approach the Quran with the niyyah of following that Quran, living by that Quran, living within the boundaries of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that Quran guarantees us that we will remain on the straight path of Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. Those who are mindful of Allah, the Quran will make them steadfast on the straight path of Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And they are the successful ones. In other words, it will carry them right through their entire lives, right into Jannah on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Al-Faiz wal-Muflih. The ultimate success can only be realized then, not here. Only then. The ultimate success. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدَ فَاسَ. So whoever is saved from the fire and entered into paradise, then they are successful. Let us not be like Thamud. فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. And as for Thamud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ. We showed them the path. فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. But they chose blindness over following righteous guidance. So today, Jamaat al-Muslimin, I would like us inshallah, to dedicate this Jumu'ah khutbah to a Hamid al-Qur'an. Somebody who read the Qur'an very beautifully, somebody who memorized the Qur'an, and somebody who lived by the Qur'an. Hani'an laka ya Sheikh Muhammad Fuad Isaacs. Hani'an lak. We say congratulations to you. Take that which Allah has promised you. من قرأ القرآن واستظهر فأحل حلال وحرم حرام أدخل الله به الجنة. Whoever reads the Quran, memorizes it, and lives by it, Allah guarantees them entry into paradise. والشفعه في عشرة من أهل بيتي, and will allow them to intercede on behalf of 10 of their family members, even if those 10 family members are destined for the hellfire. This is the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to the people of the Quran. And as you heard now in the opening hadith narrated by Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani an Jabir, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the hafiz passes away, he prohibits the earth from eating that hafiz body. So we say again, hani'an lak. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted my wife and I the great ni'mah of being with him yesterday afternoon. And subhanallah, he didn't utter a word of English or Afrikaans. He was in a lot of pain. Sheikh Fuad was suffering from bone marrow cancer. And he had received a number of sessions of chemotherapy, but the cancer was very aggressive and he was in a lot of pain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Alhamdulillah, here at this masjid, I think it was before Ramadan, we were doing a chapter in a particular book of hadith, which deals, the entire chapter deals with how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies his servant of sin. And there were a number of ahadith that we read through and we discussed how even the prick of a thorn is a penance for somebody's sins. How even the fever, like the Prophet said to the lady, لا تلعني الحمى. She complained about the fever. She said, الحمى يا رسول الله لا بارك الله فيها. I have the fever, O Messenger Allah. May Allah not bless the fever. In other words, she was cursing the fever. So the Prophet said, لا تلعني الحمى. Don't curse the fever, because that fever will purify the one who has it of its sins, of her or his sins. I found another hadith where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts his mercy on his servant. The servant that he doesn't have perhaps so many good deeds. And this is something very important for us to take note of, because some of us think that this deen is only about rituals, about tuqus. And we don't think any further than that. In actual fact, this deen is all about character. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I've not been sent, says our beloved Prophet ﷺ, except to perfect the model code of character. In other words, all the rituals are for a purpose. To cleanse the heart, to purify the heart, to make us better human beings. To cause us to be of those, as the hadith clearly indicates, al-muslimu man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. The true Muslim is the one whom the Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hand. Another riwayah of the hadith, al-mu'minu man salima an-nasu min lisanihi wa yadi. That the true believer is the one whom the people Muslim or non-Muslim. And in particular, those non-Muslims that are not fighting us in our deen or trying to drive us out from our homes. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. Allah says, Allah does not prohibit you concerning those who do not drive you out of your homes and do not fight you in your deen. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين. First, fighting in the deen. Says, Allah does not prohibit you concerning those who do not fight you in your deen and do not drive you out of your homes to act kindly and justly towards them. So the rituals have a purpose. That is to purify our akhlaq, to strive for perfection in the model code of character. Of course, emulating the character of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, Sheikh Fuad, rahimahullah ta'ala, rahmatan wasi'a. In fact, over the last 3 or 4 days, the bone marrow cancer spread very aggressively. And as I say, he was in a lot of pain. And I was making mention of that hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show mercy to his servant, then he tests him with his family, with his wealth, with his health. And then if his sins are forgiven, and there perhaps remains a few sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a little bit, and you can take this relatively, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He just makes the sakarat, the throes of death, He increases the severity of it in order that all their sins might be forgiven and that they might meet Allah like the day when their mothers gave birth to them. So for Sheikh Fuad, it wasn't just about being Hafid al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that honor and purified him, inshallah ta'ala. وَنَحْنُ نُحْسِنَ ظَنَّ بِاللَّهِ نَحْنُ نُحْسِنَ الظَّنَّ بِاللَّهِ. We have the best thoughts of Allah, because Allah says, I am to my servant as he or she thinks of me. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this illness in order that it might be a penance for all his shortcomings and all his mistakes. That indeed he could meet Allah on the day of Qiyamah, like the day when his mother gave birth to him. Sheikh Fuad was born on the 29th of May 1961. He was 57 years old. He went to Oaklands High School. He memorized the Quran by the late Sheikh Abdul Rahim Salih. And then he also spent some time at the Umul Qura University in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Alhamdulillah, I was several times on Hajj with Sheikh Fuad, and I was the best companion to have in Makkah and Medina. Sheikh Fuad did a little bit of imamah here and there, but his first official post, and the one where he will not be performing his final salah today, but in the masjid in which the final salah will be performed on him, is of course Masjid al-Quds. 25 years, Sheikh Fuad, rahimahullah ta'ala, he served at Masjid al-Quds. Sheikh Fuad always used to tell me stories about his dad, which I'm not going to... In fact, yesterday, when I was repeating some of those stories to him, subhanallah, in all that pain, he started to laugh and he started to smile. He had a very special dad. They called him Duck Mit. He was a duck man, gewis. Nitsaka khruat ana. Rahimahullah ta'ala. Abdul Hamid and his wife Aisha, the father and mother of Sheikh Fuad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them both a high place in Jannah. MashaAllah, Sheikh Fuad, his brother, Sheikh Ismail, and the other brother, Sheikh Rashad in Johannesburg, MashaAllah, all Imams and Hafid al-Qur'an. They were a family of two parents and 13 children. 13 children. No TV in those days. 8 brothers and 5 sisters. Is that right? Yeah. 8 brothers and 5 sisters. 4 of those brothers have now passed away. Ridwan, Ahmed, Abdurrahman, and now Sheikh Fuad. Indeed, it is a great loss for our community. What a wonderful brother. Whenever I'm sure many of you have the fondest memories of Sheikh Fuad. I don't ever think I've seen Sheikh Fuad angry. Whenever you saw him, he gave you the warmest embrace and the most beautiful smile. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause him to be of those that are smiling now. While we are crying, while we are feeling sadness, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may cause him to be the one who is laughing and smiling. وَلَدَتْكَ أُمَّهَاتُكَ يَا بَنَا آدَمَ بَاكِيًا وَالنَّاسُ حَوْلَكَ يَضْحَكُونَ سُرُورًا فَاحْفَظْ لِنَفْسِكَ أَن تَكُونَ إِذَا بَكَوْا فِي يَوْمِ مَوْتِكَ ضَاحِكًا مَسْرُورًا. The poet says, your mothers have given birth to you. Your mothers have given birth to you, O children of Adam. And you were kicking and screaming. And everybody was standing around you laughing and smiling. So take care on the day of your death. When everybody is standing around you weeping and crying, that you are the one that is laughing and smiling. Jamaatul Muslimin, I'm going to ask you to allow me to, I know I have a problem with time, but I'm actually going to ask you to allow me on this specific day to end the khutbah early so that inshallah I might, and whoever wants to, that we might make it to Masjid al-Quds. To perform the Salat al-Janazah on our beloved Sheikh Fuad Isaacs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him high place in Jannatul Firdaus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him all that Allah has promised to Huffaz. And these many ahadith I can go through, I don't have the time. Many ahadith. The honor with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored the Huffaz, dunya and akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant to Sheikh Fuad all that he has promised to Hafid al-Quran. In his qabr, that it might be a comfort for him in his qabr, and it might intercede for him on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah to be entered. And may we be with him under the flag of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be entered fi jannat al-na'im. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put sabr in the hearts of his family, his children, his loved ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them inshallah as they endure this great loss, and as we a community endure this great loss. وآخر الدعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
The red light, the red light must be on.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار ذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمحوا لي وأنا أذهب بكم إلى بيت النبوة صلوات ربي والسلام عليه مع أصحابه وهو يقول إذا مات حامل القرآن أوحى الله إلى الأرض ألا تأكلي لحمة قالت إلهي كيف آكل لحمه وكلامك في جوفه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث آخر من قرأ القرآن واستظهر فأحل حلاله وحرم حراما أدخل الله به الجنة وشفعه في عشرة من أهل بيتي كلهم قد وجبت لهم النار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فنقول هنيئا لك يا أخانا شيخ فؤاد آيزكس رحمة الله عليك وأسكنك الله في فسيح جناتي وجعلنا يا رب اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن فإن أهل القرآن أهل الله وخاصته أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته. فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله. من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. عباد الله، أعود بكم هناك إلى هنا. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. قام الله وأدام ما دامت السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا، اعتدلوا، تراصوا، سدوا الخلل، سووا صفوفكم، فإن تصفية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder. Close all the gaps. And please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون. كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم. ثم لترونها عين اليقين. ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر إلا الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاته واحشره مع نبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاته اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه وأكرم نزله ووسع مدخله وغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس وأبدله يا الله دارا خير من داني وأهلا خير من أهلي وأعوذ من عذاب القبر أعوذ من عذاب النار اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنان ولا تجعل قبره حفرة من حفر النيران واجعله يا الله من الذين يقال لهم يوم القيامة يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين